I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 7th, 2020. The Free Software Foundation has finally elected a new president almost 11 months after Richard Stallman stepped down from the role. The new figurehead of the organization will be FSF veteran Jeffrey Knoth, who has been its treasurer since the late 1990s and has served on its board for the last few decades. Knoth marked his election with a blog post which suggests that he may adopt a more cooperative approach than his predecessor while simultaneously holding true to the founding principles of the free software movement. Several of the researchers who originally disclosed the Spectre and Meltdown vulnerabilities have authored a new paper warning that additional CPU classes are likely at risk from a related attack. The paper suggests that earlier work has mischaracterized the foreshadow vulnerability, and as a consequence, even recent Intel CPUs with hardware mitigations could remain vulnerable, along with processors from ARM, IBM, and AMD. Meanwhile, researchers at Checkpoint have discovered multiple vulnerabilities in a DSP chip manufactured by Qualcomm that is used in hundreds of millions of smartphones worldwide. While full details have yet to be revealed, Checkpoint claims that the flaws could allow attackers to retrieve stored files and user location data from affected devices, provide live access to a mobile's microphone, and enable targeted denial-of-service attacks. The first point release of Ubuntu 20.04 has landed, bringing with it a roll-up of all of the bug fixes that Canonical has implemented since Focal Fossa launched back in April. The release will likely be most significant to users still running the last long-term support release of Ubuntu, as this update marks the stage at which they'll be prompted to automatically upgrade to the latest LTS version, rather than having to do so manually. A new version of the AutoCPUFreak Power Optimization Tool has been released. The application aims to help users maximize their laptop battery life without sacrificing performance by dynamically adjusting CPU frequency scaling, governor selection, and turbo boost status as needed. The new release adds support for AMD CPUs to complement its existing coverage of Intel processors, along with a new debugging mode for providing an overview of installed system hardware. Just two candidates have put themselves forward to contest the currently vacant seat on the OpenSUSE board. The ballot will hopefully set the board back to full strength in short order after a period of uncertainty following contentious elections earlier in the year. More information about the two candidates is expected in the coming days, with OpenSUSE members being able to cast their votes from the 17th, and the final result of the election due to be announced at the end of the month. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/185. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.